Autobiography of Herbert W. Armstrong.
Chapter 86. 1 year later. To Mr. Joseph W. Dukach, update from mail processing, January 9, 1987. 1986 records in review. As 1987 begins, we thought you would like a recap of new records set during 1986. Some of the more outstanding are these. Largest number of Watts calls received in 1 year, 1,996,494. A record total of 1,661,226 came in response to the telecast alone. Highest number of calls taken by volunteers on the Watts in-home program in 1 year, 224,896. Our record weekend was November 8 and 9, when in-home operators took 8,996 calls. Over 96 million publications were mailed in the United States. Highest mail income for 1 year. Largest semi-annual ever sent out. Your fall letter went to 3,377,316 people on our mailing list. Largest direct mail offer. We offered the plain truth to 3.5 million people on purchased mailing lists, as well as to those who had let their subscription lapse in 1985. To Mr. Joseph W. Dukach, update from mail processing, January 12, 1987. Half of 1986 telecasts surpass previous records. For your information, we would like to report that more than half the programs in 1986, 27 out of 52, surpassed the previous year's record of 26,020 telephone responses for one telecast. To Mr. Joseph W. Dukach, update from mail processing, February 27, 1987. 50% of TV responses from subscribers. We have witnessed a marked change in the number of Plain Truth subscribers who respond to the telecast each week. We felt you would be interested in knowing that about half of our responses, including both phone calls and mail, now come from subscribers to the Plain Truth. The new speakers, new programs, and new literature offers have helped generate this increase. More than half of the 37 books, booklets, and brochures we offered on the program last year had either never been offered before or were being offered for the first time in at least a year. Just 2 years ago, only about a third of the response to the telecast came from those on our mailing list. To Mr. Joseph W. Dukach, update for mail processing, March 6, 1987. Record number of names and calls. Although the work has taken measures to control the expansion of the mailing list, last month a record 175,686 names, the highest number for any February in our history, were added to the Plain Truth list. This increase is 6.5% higher than last year's growth for the same period when we put 164,912 new names on file. The two primary sources for these new ads were the World Tomorrow telecast and Plain Truth blow-in cards. Telephone call volume in the Watts area continues to grow at a record pace. By the end of March 1, we had already received more than 500,000 calls for 1987, which is more than we have ever received in the first 2 months of a year. A breakdown of our new records follows. TV calls, January-February 1986, 276,298. January-February 1987, 404,915, 46.6% increase. Total calls, January-February 1986, 337,574. January-February 1987, 470,519, 39.4% increase. International responses to TV radio programs. The World Tomorrow telecast and radio broadcast produced excellent responses in international areas in 1986. Since mail processing has statistics available from our offices around the world regarding these responses, we thought a compilation would be useful. Our international offices received 89,930 responses in 1986 as a result of the telecast and radio program. This number is 75.6% higher than the 51,202 responses they received in 1985. U.S. responses for the same period were up 88.9%. The work of God is certainly continuing to grow.
This completes the reading of the autobiography of Herbert W. Armstrong. Your reader has been Garland Snuffer.